Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Jay Binkley is in for Cody Tapp today. A lot of texts coming in thinking it's suspicious that Cody's gone today, given the news of the day. We'll have to address it tomorrow. But Cody will be back tomorrow. At least that's what we were told. But you guys wonder why I haven't gone to any of his poker games on the weekend. Well, here you go. Here you go, Bink.
I haven't been one either. So
Drew hasn't gone either. You know?
And we'll not
I've just had the cheese.
This is an above board show. Those of us that are on the show today, above board.
It is funny how often, all of the time, Cody's the one who does say we are an above board show now. I know that you're obviously a part of it, as am I, but Cody feels the need to say it multiple times. Well, I don't know if there's any...
I'm just saying, on the day of one of the biggest FBI stories in a while for illegal betting, including illegal poker games, he's not here.
Kidding.
So I don't know. I haven't got a text from him today, have you?
I don't think I have, not a single text.
I don't know what's going on. Hopefully he's back. If not, Bink, are you good tomorrow if we need you?
Yeah, if Cody's in some trouble.
Okay, just making sure. That's good to know. Just backup plan. I want to make sure we're set up. We are awaiting Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. They are expected to speak to the media as they do each and every, usually Wednesday, but it's Monday Night Football, so the schedule gets bumped back a day. That is why they're going to speak here on a Thursday. Looking forward to hearing from them. Especially, I want to make sure things are good on the Trey Smith front. I know Fesco yesterday, I think it was, reported that he was hearing that things are trending in the right direction, essentially, for Trey Smith. Let me see if I have the exact verbiage of the tweet from yesterday. But Andy Reid, after the game, didn't seem all that concerned about it. And then, yeah, Bob yesterday was tweeting about Trey Smith and said, per source, the Chiefs believe Trey Smith's going to be okay. Good news on a Wednesday. Let's see how the week progresses. So, I don't expect us to get any negative news on Trey Smith today.
Yeah, I know. He talked about it a little bit this morning, too, the same information he had heard about that. But, yeah, Trey Smith, man. And, again, they ran that one touchdown play where it was Caliendo. Went right to where Caliendo was when he jumped off sides, but that play went right to him. Could you imagine had that been Trey Smith? it would have gone just smoothly right into the end zone. But yeah, such an important part of this offense, him and Creed, when they work in tandem, the holes that they can make, because we clearly saw that against the Raiders, even though the play didn't count.
Do you agree with the conversation Cody and I were having yesterday about Josh Simmons and Jalen Moore? And that is, hey, look, if Simmons doesn't play Monday, and I don't expect him to, I don't think he's in Kansas City. So that's three games. We were saying, if Jalen Moore keeps playing well, the team is winning, the offense is rolling, it's not going to be an automatic, oh, it's Josh Simmons, let's say he's back, hopefully. Let's say it's 4 weeks from now, I don't know. Let's say it's 4 weeks. That he's just back in as a starting left tackle. Jalen Moore will be the left tackle unless play suffers or injury.
Andy's a big...
For this year, not long term.
Andy's a big believer of, you know, continuity, guys practicing. We've seen what he does with his injury reports. Like, if you don't typically practice Friday, you don't play. Some guys get that extra treatment, like Chris Jones or something on the day, and L'Jarius Sneed used to not practice on Friday. You'd see him starting on Sunday. Very few players. It's kind of like that Parcells-Lawrence Taylor treatment, right? Andy Reid believes you practice during the week. You build that continuity, then you play. And things are working right now. This offensive line looks really good the last couple of weeks, and Jalen Moore has looked outstanding with what he's done. You understand why the Chiefs were so quick to make that move with Jalen Moore. They saw him as someone that could really contribute to this offensive line, extremely versatile.
All right, let's go out to Arrowhead. Andy Reid is speaking right now on 96.5 The Fan.
As far as the bone bruise on his knee, he's going to be okay, but he just we're going to have him sit out today. And then Trey with he's got low back spasms. And so we'll see if that doesn't – it's getting better. We'll just see how it goes. And then Josh, and my update for you with Josh would just be, you know, there's communication. I'm not going to get into all of it. Everything's positive. It's not a negative situation. So he's taking care of family. Other than that, look forward to the challenge of playing Washington, and we know they're a good football team. A veteran group of players that are good football players. And they've got a head coach that I consider right at the top of his profession at this time. He's as good as anybody, and Dan. And then he's got good coordinators there. So offensively, defensively, special teams, they've got explosive players. They've got good guys up front on both sides of the ball. And you know, Mariota, we know, has come in here and won a game. So we get it, you know, that he's a good football player. And we don't slight that at all. So with that, we've got a good week of preparation as we go forward here. So with that, time's yours.
Coach, you mentioned other head coaches, and this week the Pro Football Hall of Fame narrowed its finalist list of head coaches under consideration. One, were you surprised that Mike Holmgren did not get in last year? And two, what's your argument for or against Marty Schottenheimer?
Yeah, I was very surprised that Mike didn't get in last year. I mean, at the time, I've said this before, but at the time, I didn't think, when I was working for him, I didn't think anybody did it better than Coach Holmgren. And I still feel that way today after being a head coach and so on. So he had a great feel for the whole thing. And then as far as Marty Schottenheimer goes, I had the utmost respect for Marty. I think he's well-deserving to be in the Hall of Fame too. He would go down not only as a great player, but also as a great coach. So a lot of success in his career in a couple different spots, you know, and so and phenomenal guy on top of that. Yeah.
Just considering Trey's a little bit banged up, Mike Kelly and doing just your confidence in.
Yeah, so we've always looked at Mike as a starter. I think all the guys do, coaches do. So everybody's got confidence that when he comes in, you just pick up and go. And I mean, that's how I feel. You know, that's how I feel about him. I think I'm just speaking for the gang here.
Can you speak to the progress that Rashard Smith has made?
Yeah, you know, he's done a nice job of picking it up. That position, you've got to know the pass game, the run game, and then you have these protections that you've got to take care of. And they get a little crazy, the protections do, with all the different looks that defenses are throwing at you, and then also, you know, the as many protections as we have, different types of protections we have. And he's hung right in there and done a good job. We've been able to give him a little bit more each week in different roles. We're moving them all over the place. I wouldn't see that part changing. We're going to keep utilizing his talents, hard worker, all that. You know, the intangible stuff's great. So.
With Green out today, he's performing very well, especially in the short yardage situations. You knew he was the back to kind of try to beat up. But overall, as a team, you performed well in the short yardage situations. Just what's been the key to that success?
Yeah, Kochak does. He sets that up. And I think the scheme is good, but I also think Kareem has a special feel for that. And Pop too, but you know, Pop jumped in and he had one nice short yardage play too. So, but as far as the run game goes, Kareem is always had a knack for that. And he's a load on top of that. You know, he's a big kid, strong.
Coach, I only had kind of like five snaps where you had Hollywood, Xavier, and Rasheed on the field at the same time. We talk so much about getting them on the field at the same time, but how much of it is also just the advantage of having those three guys in waves too?
Yeah, listen, they all contribute and contributed in that game. You know, you've got Thornton who also stepped up over the last few weeks, and then Juju in the mix. So you got a load of guys here, and we try to keep them all going. So you can kind of throw fastballs out there the best way you can. And we weren't counting numbers of those three on the field at the same time, but I know when they were out there, it looked good.
Yeah. Coach, Washington looks like they've been a little bit up and down on defense this year. What do they look like right now as you guys get ready to face them?
Yeah, that front, again, we've played against some crazy fronts here, so... it's different than years past. This group is right there. I mean, that front is an explosive bunch, and their pass game, I mean, is they're as good as anybody, rushing the passer. So we'll have our work cut out for that. And then their linebacking crew is good. They've been banged up a little bit on the back end, but I think they're starting to get people back and kind of in place where they want them. So, yeah.
Is there anything you want to sort of build upon with Rasheed now that it's week two after seeing him through a game?
Yeah, so Nate, we set out to get him 40%, you know, 40% or around that area, and it came out to 41%. So the way it worked out, you know, he didn't play the fourth quarter, so, and probably wanted to, you know. but I think if you increase it from there, you keep it increasing. He came out feeling good. So that was a positive. Now he gets another week of practice under his belt, and I think he can keep his numbers going up.
Coach, with Omar Norman Lott going to injured reserve, two-part question here. What's your comfort level with the interior defensive line? And secondly, is Mike Vann an option to slide in there and play more snaps?
Yeah, so Mike does. He jumps in there and, I mean, he does now. He gets snaps in there. So, but he's an option for sure. He's a good football player. I'm okay though. I'm good with where we're at. Although, I thought Omar was coming on for sure. He's going to be a good football player after he gets this thing worked on. So,
Saran,
Coach, it's kind of been a roller coaster with Juwan Taylor and the penalties and everything. He seemed to. Happened. I know you guys were talking about it's got to change, it's got to turn. It seemed to. Was there anything that in particular got him, you know, locked in?
Yeah, I think it was just his mindset on things and making sure that he took care of business there. I think he's done a great job with it, you know, and I think that'll continue. I'm not saying that every lineman has one here and there, but you know, you don't want to stack them up. That's not a good thing. Right now he's playing real good football. And that's a plus. Even when he was jumping off, his numbers were rich. And as far as win percentage goes, but take care of that business, and he's got something going right now.
Bye. Andy, you spoke of this before, but it seems like Jalen Moore has a Vista beat, and the continuity in your line is something you haven't really had that way for a little while. What's that done for you? I mean, it's probably self-evident, but what's that doing for you to be able to have that?
Sure. As long as those guys do well, it makes everybody's job a little bit easier. And I mean, none of it's easy, but listen, it helps everybody out. Other people benefit from the line doing well, from the quarterback, receivers, running backs, and right now they're holding their own in there for sure.
And you know, we've talked a lot about Patrick's sort of phase of that and the confidence he gets from it. Is it a little different coaching when you can count on it more the way you've been able to this season?
Yeah, I think every coach would say, you know, that if the line's doing good, you're willing to call certain things or not call certain things. But yeah, for sure.
Last one, Sam.
Andy, I just wanted to clarify something on that. You said you had positive communication with Josh, but you guys are in the same spot as wait and see on any potential timeline.
It's been positive. You just taking care of business. So that's the main thing right here. You deal with this, that's what you do. And he's been very good about communicating it.
Okay. All right, so that was Andy Reid. By the way, of course, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ FM and AM, HD1, HD2, Kansas City, and Odyssey Station. We're going to hear from Alms in a second. The key part, it was a follow-up at the end there. Initially, Andy Reid, I would say, gave us the most we've heard, at least positive-wise.
Update for you with Josh would just be, you know, there's communication. I'm not going to get into all of it. Everything's positive. It's not a negative situation, so... he's taking care of family.
The last part is something we have not heard at any other time that Andy Reid has spoke about Josh Simmons being. You heard it the same way I did. He said it's he's taking care of family. Now, a week ago when he spoke, I think it was Friday, maybe it was last Wednesday, but I think it was Friday, Andy said initially it's a family matter. Then there was a follow-up question and he said it's personal. Today, he says he's taking care of family. So it's the most positive update we've gotten, but I also don't know if we still know. Then at the very end, you heard Sam McDowell, I believe it was, ask the follow-up today.
It's been positive. You just taking care of business. So that's the main thing right here. When you deal with this, that's what you do. And he's been very good about communicating it.
I find that interesting only because we had Nate Taylor on the show earlier in the week on Tuesday, and I don't have the audio cut saved in front of me, but Nate was pretty clear in saying that when, quote, hopefully cooler heads prevail, and I asked him to follow up on that, and he said basically it relates to the communication, that the Chiefs sounds like were frustrated perhaps with some of the communication. So it's interesting. Today it was clearly an emphasis for Andy Reid to say, no, the communication has been great. Well, the communication has been awesome. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the vibe I got today, Bink.
Yeah, it's more positive than negative. It's good. That was all positive things to hear, though. He brought it up himself, the situation, before he even got any questions on it. So he brought it up himself. So addressing the situation, said, mm-hmm. Hey, it's more of a positive. There has been communication. All these things mm-hmm. are good, and it's a positive sign. So all those things were good.
Yeah, today's update was good.
Today was good.
Again, earlier in the week, there was a lot of noise out there that, he's not communicating well and they're frustrated. And today it was all like, no, the communication's great. To me, it's not a coincidence that was the main focus. Now, it's the most we've heard Andy Reid willing to speak at all about it. He still didn't say for sure, you know, is he going to, I think we all assume he's not going to play Monday.
But that's the only question there.
Yeah, that'd be the only thing for confirmation. But remember, today is like a Wednesday in their world. Even because of Monday Night Football. So as far as the other injury stuff with Trey Smith, I wouldn't be too worried yet about not being at practice due to a lower back spasm. Kareem Hunt, bone bruise, won't practice. Andy seemed fairly positive about the long-term outlook there. And remember, today would be like on a normal week if a Wednesday they didn't practice. Let's see tomorrow and into Saturday, because Saturday is like a Friday practice for them, if that makes sense.
And the one thing with Kareem Hunt, we know he got injured in the game. It's like, oh man, they need Kareem Hunt because that's been that guy picking up at short yardage. First downs, then what Kelsey told Tracy Wolfson, that he's going to be fine. Remember, Kelsey was acting as the correspondent there on mm-hmm. the sideline. That was good. And I know there's so many things out there. The Chiefs are looking for defensive line help at the trade deadline on November 4th and edge help. Well, yeah, no duh. Of course the Chiefs are going to be looking. I mean, seriously, when you lose a guy like Norman Lott, That's easy for any analyst to say, oh, the Chiefs need help at defensive line or at the edge. Of course they do. But the running back situation, I think you can't really put it to the side either. You can't just say, well, they're fine. You're fine until one play happens. And you saw quickly that thing happened with Kareem Hunt. It looks like it's going to be fine, you know, according to Andy Reid, and Kareem Hunt will play. But it just shows you how delicate that running back room can be, because after the game, Andy Reid's talking about, well, I have my guy to catch the football in Burchard. The short yardage guy is Kareem Hunt, and Pacheco's more of your every damn back. That's true. But you're so close in the NFL to activating Elijah Mitchell to be active for this team. So I know that a lot of the talk is defensive line and edge, which they clearly need. That needs to be priority one. But don't poo-poo this team needing a running back either. I don't think that things have just been solved. Now, Pacheco has more yards than Mahomes now, so that's a good sign. But I don't think having a running back in here to give it more stability, because, again, if you're without Kareem Hunt, this guy's a huge part of what this team does on third and one and fourth. And we're talking about this 80% conversion rate. A lot of that's Kareem Hunt. And you lose that dude. So, yeah, the running back room at this point, game eight, okay, you still got half a season to go. I don't think you should totally just wash it away and say, well, they're not getting a running back. They're perfectly fine there. Yeah, it's a game-by-game basis.
I think they, barring a more serious injury, are not trading for a running back. I think they feel their offense is clicking, that they do have a role for each of the three. I'm not saying that I feel amazing about the backfield. I'm not saying that in the offseason it clearly doesn't have to be addressed. It clearly does. Kareem Hunt has got an expiring contract. Isaiah Pacheco as well. We can continue this conversation. I think it's interesting, but Patrick Mahomes just stepped up to the microphone. Let's hear from him.
I mean, every game you can look at and you find things that you can be better at. For us, I think it's just going and looking at those plays where we didn't execute it at the level that we wanted to. And we were able to cover that up with some other big plays and certain drives. But at the same time, you learn from the mistakes that you made throughout the game. And you see what you did well and try to maximize that as well. And so it's a steady building process that we have to continue to get better.
How impressive is it what Jalen has been able to do these past two games in place of Josh?
Yeah, he's done a great job, you know. I mean, he's been ready. He comes to work every single day, true pro. He comes to work with the mentality of being ready for that next snap. And so he's done it all throughout training camp, and now he's done it in the regular season, and that's the reason that he's here.
Patrick, it's been a couple of years since you guys, for lack of a better term, made it look so easy on offense. How much more entertaining is it? How much more fun is it when you feel like you guys can just kind of do whatever you want?
Yeah, I mean, I think just just having success, you know, you train so hard to go out there and have success on every drive, and whenever you're able to go out there and do that, man, it is something that you're happy about. But at the same time, you know, you have to continue to get better and better. And in this league, defenses adjust and they challenge you to be even better. And so we'll continue to build. You know, I feel like we still have a long ways to go, and we're just kind of hitting our stride. But let's continue to get better and better as the season goes on.
Patrick, you've talked about how that post snap count and the play at the goal line, like you actually practice these mm-hmm. things. How many of those plays do you actually have, like, at your disposal? And are they important for, like, morale, for to lighten the mood, to, like, make things fun?
I mean, I don't know if you ever said it. I think Coach does do that. He kind of gives us some plays that we can work on and kind of keep the energy level high, because you're trying to execute it when you get a chance to run it in the game. But there's a lot of plays that we work on, especially throughout training camp and stuff like that. And then there's plays that come to us with every single week that they're new and that are innovative and are – made for specific situations. You just don't know if that situation is going to happen this week or if it's going to happen at the end of the year. I mean, everybody talks about the Rose Bowl play that we had. We worked on that from OTAs, and we didn't run it till the Super Bowl. So, I mean, that's just stuff you have to stay on the details, because you never know when that exact moment is going to come up.
I only had five snaps where you had Xavier, Rasheed, and Hollywood on the field at the same time. How much of it is not just those few opportunities where you're going to have all three out there, but now that you've got those guys coming in waves, so you've got one or two of every single down?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the room. I mean, that we have a lot of talented guys there, and so you never know where it's going to hit. And obviously, Rasheed's going to get a big amount of targets and receptions with Xavier, same way, and then Hollywood. But at the same time, Tyquan can hit a 30-yard completion at any moment. Juju can hit a 15, 20-yard completion at any moment. Rashad can hit a 20-yard completion. I mean, you don't know where it's going to come from. And so that's a luxury for us, is that you want to keep defenses guessing. And, I mean, all these guys are going to get a lot of catches, and they're going to have their moment, but they'll be ready to go whenever that moment comes.
Sure. This week you have Cliff Kingsbury again this week. What are some of your best memories from being recruited to Texas Tech and playing there?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the first people I would say that truly believed in me in playing the quarterback position, and so he gave me a ton of advice of refining me, but letting me still be, just be me, and play to my strengths. And so, a great coach, a great person that I still stay in touch with, not as much this week, but throughout my career. He helped me get to where I'm at today, because he didn't put me in a box and tell me I need to play quarterback this way. He let me just go out there and be myself and play the way that got me there. And I think that's something that's special about him as a coach.
You mentioned Rashard. Just how about the progress he's made such a short amount of time?
Yeah, he's made a ton of progress, you know, and he'll continue to get better and better. I mean, Coach Reed's offense is hard, especially for that running back position, because you have to do so many things as far as running, catching, blocking, all the different things. And he's been a sponge, man. He's been learning a ton, and whenever he gets his opportunities, he's making plays happen. And I think he's just another weapon in this offense, and he'll continue to get more and more snaps. And then he's done a great job in special teams as well, which I think gets lost in the fold of things, which is huge on our team.
Patrick, did you have people that did want you to, you feel like, I'm not asking for names, if you want to volunteer names, great, but did you feel that in the recruitment process?
I wouldn't say that, but I just always, you kind of hear that undertone of that talking of you can't play that way. Coach Kingsbury never, ever forced me to be just a pocket passer or hold the ball a certain way. He just let me, he would obviously help with my footwork and stuff like that and going through progressions, but he would just let me play when it came to playing. He's like, once you get to the game, you got to go out there and just play your game. And same with Coach Reed and Nash. When I got here, it was, they wanted to keep refining and refining, but at the same time, they want me to go out there and just play the game the way it got me here. And so I've been blessed, because you can go to some situations, and I've seen quarterbacks in other situations that their game gets kind of boxed in and they don't get to be the best version of themselves.
I know it's a long time ago when you got recruited, but we'd heard stories before that, like, you know, Texas was one you maybe changed positions and things like that. Were those things happening when you were in high school? Or?
A little bit. Texas, I don't know if it was that bad. I mean, it was just more of a, I went to like one of those like recruiting days, I think it was junior day, sophomore day, whatever it was. And they told me, they wanted me to, they like, I went to walk to the quarterbacks, and they were like, we're actually bringing you here for the safeties. So that was kind of, at the time I did play safety, I had a lot of picks, so I understood that, but I knew that I didn't like tackling people, so I knew that wasn't going to be for me. And then mostly, most teams and colleges thought I was going to play baseball, and I think that was something that scared away a lot of colleges, just because my dad played, and other guys were kind of getting recruited at quarterback position and going and playing baseball. I ended up sticking with football, and Texas Tech believed that I could play both in college, and then end up choosing football at the end.
Is that how you're playing the other quarterback? But this is a matchup a lot of people looked at when the schedule came out that Jaden Daniels was going to play, and he's not going to play this time. It's a little bit disappointing that you're not going to both be out there doing this.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go up against the best of the best, and Jaden, with the way he played last year, man, he's in that category. And so he's a talented football player. I've watched plays since he was at Arizona State, the LSU, and to now in the NFL, and Cliff speaks extremely highly of him as a person. And so I'm hoping he gets healthy sooner rather than later, but at the same time, and I know Marcus can play too. I mean, I've seen it firsthand at Arrowhead in the playoffs, and I've seen him play throughout my entire career and have a lot of successful games, including this year. And so we understand it's still going to be a great challenge going up against a great football team and a guy that's had a lot of success in the NFL.
Going back to that recruitment process you were just talking about, it's that kind of mentality of like, hey, I got something to prove still. Does that still carry you to this day, just those memories of that?
Not necessarily. I think I'm just wired that I want to win. I think that's more than anything. It's not about proving anyone wrong or anything like that. It's just like, I'm here and I've gotten this opportunity. Why not maximize it? I didn't get a lot of offers, but at the time, I didn't know anything different. You know, I was so excited when Texas Tech offered me that I had a chance to go to college and play football. And looking back on it now and watching my tape, I'm like, I would have offered me. At the time, I knew nothing different.
What are your memories of the Titans game that you mentioned, just your personal experience of that game?
Yeah, I mean, it was just such a crazy swing in momentum, you know, and there was a couple of plays here and there that kind of changed the whole thing. If you talk about the Derrick Johnson sack, fumble that didn't get called, and then Marcus making that crazy play where the ball gets tipped, he catches it, scores a touchdown, and then Travis getting hurt right before the half. I mean, there was just so many so many plays that were had so much momentum that we didn't capitalize on, which I've learned from, is like, you can't let those plays completely change the game. You have to find ways to manage that. And so definitely a learning lesson, even though I didn't get to play in that game, a learning lesson for me on how big football games, big plays really do matter.
Bye.
Do you feel any kind of connection to Marcus through the quarterback documentary? Was it enlightening for you about him and you guys going through that same kind of thing, or just separate matters?
100%. I mean, just the quarterback position in general, man. You see it, like, it's not always just top. Like, you have a lot of great moments, but there's times throughout every season, even for me, like, you go through these adverse time and you have to push through to be even better. And I'm proud of him, man, because he's had a lot of great moments. He's had moments that he wanted to get back, but at the same time, he's persevered and got better and better. And now he's in a great spot now where he's obviously teaching Jaden. But when he comes in the game, man, you can tell he's one of the top tier backup quarterbacks that's going to go out there and have success whenever his number's called. And that's a special spot to be. And I think he's done a great job and had a great career in the NFL.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
All right, so that was Patrick Mahomes speaking to the media today ahead of Monday Night Football. Today, first day of practice for this upcoming week, with the schedule being pushed back as well. A lot of questions about Cliff Kingsbury and Texas Tech. I don't know if it's just because we've heard a lot of those stories and stuff before. I don't know. That storyline doesn't do much for me for this game.
Well, it was the biggest knock on when Mahomes came out of the draft. People kept talking about Kingsbury's record.
Sure, sure.
But I'll say this.
Had these conversations.
No, Cliff's
been in the NFL for like seven years.
But I think it did help him. And the Chiefs did look a lot at Cliff Kingsbury's offense and what they do with RPOs. That's what they did. But they had the worst defense, scoring defense in the country, 128th in the country. So Mahomes had to score a touchdown every time out. I do think that Kingsbury's a big part of Mahomes' development.
I'm not disputing that. I think Cliff was key. I'm just saying those questions.
Oh, I know.
That was 3 years ago.
It's like a barbecue
when they played Arizona, when Cliff was the head coach there. Like,
it's like
just
a barbecue question, Drew.
I feel like we've had this discussion about how close he is with Cliff 100 times since he's been in the league. I mean, in 8 years from now, are they still going to ask him what he makes of Cliff in college?
I hope so.
I don't know. I'm nitpicking.
That's
a personal thing. Most of you maybe don't care. I'm like, whatever. I'm wasting my time. That's all.
Before he took over Arizona, remember we went to UCLA for a cup of coffee, never even coached a game?
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury. I was always advocating in the beginning, it's like years ago when Mahomes first got here, when Texas Tech was going to fire Kingsbury. And I was like, Chiefs need to bring him on as a consultant. They need to bring him on. For the way he works with Mahomes and everything, having him on this
he's
staff.
He's probably going to be
but
a head coach.
But he took that head coaching
year.
Job again. I know. So things changed for Cliff going forward. But I was thinking, man, if he's just sitting out there, that would have been a perfect fit for Mahomes.
Not
that he needs it. But
Jane Daniels' availability maybe hurt some of it, but in the way the Commander season is going. But Cliff Kingsbury, I think, will be a head coach next year in the NFL again.
You still like the Jane Daniels pick? I do. I liked him coming out of the draft.
Yesterday, Cody and I were discussing that. You know, some people now, because Drake May's playing great football, and you know, he's in the MVP conversation at least. You know, would you rather have Drake May to start your franchise or Daniels? And Cody and I both said Jaden Daniels. A lot of people texted in and said they'd rather have Drake May because of the durability question. And I think I was talking to somebody who does radio in DC yesterday, and that's a huge topic there right now. And people are pushing back on the comparison, and even Jaden Daniels' own mother was pushing back on the comparison to RG3 because people are saying, oh, he's starting to get hurt. He is not hurt nearly at the level. It's not the same type of injuries or anything like that.
Well,
I don't think that's fair.
Caleb Williams or him, because that was one of two.
But now, because Drake May's playing great,
I understand.
People are saying, oh, would you rather have Jaden Daniels or Drake May? I want to see if Jaden Daniels continues to have an injury problem, but I don't think it's fair to say he's headed down the RG3
path. Think of this. Josh Jabot from the AP put a tweet out the other day. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Because that year where they fired Josh McDaniels, mm-hmm. he had gone 3-5. Again, stickler, you don't fire your coach. You let him just continue on if you want to get a good draft pick. Antonio Pierce comes in. They go 5-4. That essentially costs the Raiders Drake May.
Fair. Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
But they did get Brock Bowers. So
coming up in 10 minutes, we'll talk fantasy football with Paul Charchian. We get his perspective on week 8. Also, who to start tonight, Thursday night football, Chargers and Vikings. But first, let's get to it. A little all 32, and then we'll also get back into the biggest story of the day coming up at 1 o'clock. That, of course, centers around the NBA and the gambling fraud, alleged fraud, FBI investigation, including a current head coach and a current player, a current assistant coach as well. All 32, Thursday Night Football. If the Chargers lose tonight, to me, the division conversation is over for them. And I understand that's even with them with 3 division wins in their pocket. They got more division wins than the Chiefs do right now, but they would have lost 4 out of 5 if they lose tonight to Minnesota to a team that's starting Carson Wentz, who has just not been good. An organization in Minnesota right now that I think has questions about J.J. McCarthy. It's not just the injury. I don't think they believe in the current development right now of McCarthy. So it's still Carson Wentz. The Chargers have to win tonight. If they do not, they are not going to compete in the AFC West this year. And I understand, like, you'll point out the division wins and that they'll have the same amount of wins heading into the weekend as the Chiefs and all that. You lose 4 out of 5 in the direction it's trending. You don't recover from that, in my opinion. But if they win tonight, I think you start to look at their schedule ahead and you say, all right, they're getting, you know, Khalil Mack back soon. Maybe both their linemen, Quentin Johnson's already back. Amari Hampton's on the IR. He's not out for the season. So things will look up for the Chargers, but they can't lose 4 or 5.
No, they can't. But the one thing that needs to be put in the equation is they've been out 3 tackles because Pipkins has started 5. But Trey Pipkins is out, who is their right tackle once the Joe Alt moved over to left tackle because Rashawn Slater's gone for the year. So the last couple weeks, they've been without 3 tackles and their first-round pick, Amari Hampton's on the IR. That does make a difference. I'm sorry. You lose 3 tackles in the NFL, it's going to hurt you. But guess what? Joe Alt is questionable. Trey Pipkins is now questionable. They're getting these guys back. They're not going to get Slater back, but Pipkins and Alt, they will get back. And I think that changes their offense. I think it changes the protection for Justin Herbert in the pocket, and I think it changes the running game. So I do think those tackles do make a difference for this team. In fairness, my all 32 comes from a guy that I never thought I'd say. It comes from a Bengal.
Okay.
How about that, Drew? You like that? Yeah, Drew's back there talking Burrow.
I don't just like it. I love it, Bink.
It's Joe Flacco, man. And I've never been a big Joe Flacco guy. You know, the whole elite conversations were funny. I do believe the second Ravens Super Bowl was because of Joe Flacco and the way he played in the postseason. Not that defense, was clearly him. But he said something yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? I kind of like Joe Flacco. This is what he had to say.
Go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. After there's not too many situations. I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves, or you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
Yeah, it's fine. Joe clarified it there. They didn't want to be around the kids. But the one thing is, he gets away from a nagging wife. Like, he sits at a bar, eats by himself. He doesn't have to deal with his wife ordering expensive
says
stuff.
The divorce guy.
She's nagging him. You know, so Joe, you know, the kid's surprised. A different part of the equation. But think about, he's not sitting there with his wife. This is great. This is it. He said it right there. This is like being in heaven. This guy at the bar sitting and eating alone. Alex Gold could probably relate to me in this going to a bar and sitting by yourself.
You
and
are
eating
unbelievable.
Food. How am I unbelievable? Just being honest about the situation. It's a Bengal. Right, Drew? One of your guys.
I understand that. But for you to have the audacity to say...
He just said, I look at that guy as being in heaven. What he's saying is, it's a guy being by himself, enjoying beer and food, and not having his wife nagging him.
He didn't say that, though.
He didn't. I'm paraphrasing.
Uh-huh. All right, so my all 32 is just... I know that we talk about constantly and we have talked about on this show... The AFC quarterbacks being just in terms of the elite level quarterbacks, they all seem to be in the AFC compared to the NFC. But looking at just how things have kind of played out over the course of the year, while the quarterbacks might be very good, is the NFC just a better, deeper conference? Like in terms of maybe just Super Bowl contenders? Because right now, as we've talked about this season, I mean, it's really the Chiefs, the Bills maybe. I mean, it feels like it's just between them. Maybe somebody else tries to spoil the party. We're in the NFC. I mean, you can make a case, I think, for 5 or 6 teams potentially to make a run at that thing.
The NFC is definitely deeper. Yeah.
Where would your money go for a Super Bowl champion, though?
I mean...
Will it come out of the AFC?
If I had to bet on a team to do it, it's probably
not
Kansas
a team.
City.
Like, will it be AFC or NFC?
Well, he's basically answering that question.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You mean to win the Super Bowl. I mean, but you're more likely to pick one from the NFC, I would say. Like, if you're betting on a conference, who's more likely... Probably the NFC, well, but if you knew that the Kansas City Chiefs were going to come out of the AFC and go to the Super Bowl, then I mean you would pick the AFC. But that's
Well, the quarterbacks have gotten better in the NFC. This is the biggest difference. I mean, that's why really, it used to be all AFC.
The conference is deeper, but they're not better than the best team in the league, I guess.
You have to break it down by the quarterbacks. I think that's right. I mean,
the
NFC is still
definitely stockpiled quarterbacks.
I still think Allen and Mahomes will be there at the end on the AFC side. All right, maybe if you want to believe in Daniel Jones. Okay, so Allen, Mahomes, Jones. Okay.
Indiana Jones, baby.
NFC side, right now, it is trending towards still, you know, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield.
Stafford.
Sam Darnold, you know,
Jordan Love. I mean,
versus
the Packers are 4-1-1.
The bottom end on the bottom end of the AFC. We're talking about Rodgers. It's May. It's Knicks.
Herbert ish. I mean,
well, he's not even in the.
But the quality of quarterbacks certainly got much, much better in the NFC.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's all 32 here on Cody and Gold. Up next, fantasy football discussion with Paul Charchian. Who are we starting after a slow start to the season? Bo Nix, maybe is he a start this year? And we'll also get into why the Vikings are not playing J.J. McCarthy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hanging out here on a Thursday, it's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold with you. Jay Binkley is in for Cody today. We'll find out why he's gone tomorrow, as I've said a few times. Odd timing the day of FBI investigations for poker games, things like that. You hear the laugh there. That's Paul Charchian joining us to talk a little fantasy football. What do you make of this? I mean, you've been in the fantasy football / betting world for a while as well. Yeah. What do you make of the news of the day?
Well, this has always been one of the big concerns. This is going to be the thing that will spark a couple of things. One is we're going to see continued and better AI investigation of betting irregularities. So mm-hmm. when we find out that a group suddenly has dropped $200,000 quickly on a prop bet, a specific prop bet, that should be a red flag. That should immediately set off alarm bells, right? And, you know, I think AI is going to help us monitor that stuff in real time better than we have in the past. To the best of my knowledge, there's only two companies that are providing that particular kind of service. So that's going to be one of it. And then the other part is when you're seeing coaches and athletes go to jail for this, that's going to be sobering, right?
Hopefully.
In a way, I think there are people that just think, well, the worst thing that's going to happen is, you know, I'll get suspended. I won't have to play a few games or whatever. When you see people go to jail, that'll change some people's minds. I'm doing
that. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope that becomes a big enough deterrent for people out there. And you're exactly right. I was trying to explain that there's companies that have algorithms and things like that detect irregularities. It's not normal for someone with, you know, whether it's a brand new betting account or not, to whether we're talking prop bets or all of a sudden want to load up and bet $20,000 on Norfolk State first half spread in a basketball game. You know, like that's just not normal stuff. And then they take another bet from Bink, and then Drew also is betting it. That's not normal. That's the kind of stuff that will cause investigations. But let's talk a little fantasy football. Paul Charchian with us. He's brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drink, Scenic Views. Starting, I want to work backwards. So let's start tonight, actually, and then get to Sunday. I was trying to explain this earlier. It's Carson Wentz tonight, but this isn't just because McCarthy's hurt, right? Isn't this a little bit of they're not happy with how he's progressed?
Well, they're also not happy with how Carson Wentz is playing. So, there's that. Yeah, so I don't – this is – there's a lot of talk, and a lot of it's been brought on by the Vikings themselves about whether or not this is a soft benching for J.J. McCarthy, because a high ankle sprain should not take 6 weeks. And if it does take 6 weeks, either there's been a setback or it was mismanaged from the beginning. He could have had surgery on it right away and then already been back. You know, typical ankle surgery has got a 4 or 5 week return time frame. So there's a lot of thoughts that the Vikings may have mismanaged it, or if there was a setback, why not just say there was a setback?
True.
Instead, you know, when the timetable keeps getting extended like this, it raises all these kinds of conversations, which is not fair to J.J. McCarthy, who, by the way, is still walking with a limp. I mean, the injury is legit, and he has not been soft benched. It's just he's still hurt, and this team feels like he is not at a stage of his career with only two starts that they want him going out and anything less than 100%, so he's not... he's not playing. This team's going to try to win with Carson Wentz. And you watch. There's a lot of running coming tonight because they're going to try to de-emphasize Carson Wentz out of this game plan. And the Chargers have struggled against the run.
Speaking of running tonight, Charge, if Minnesota running back Aaron Jones returns, what's it mean for Jordan Mason?
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Charge.
You know, we haven't had a chance to talk in like a year.
Charge NATO!
Yeah, I miss you, my man. It's great to talk to you again. This is if Aaron Jones returns, what we saw in the first two games when Jones and Jordan Mason played together was them just cannibalizing each other. Jordan Mason had 23 rushing yards in week one and 23 rushing yards in week two. He'll still get goal line use, but unfortunately, this offense, unlike, say, the Lions offense that can sometimes support two running backs out of the same backfield from a fantasy standpoint, I don't think Mason and Aaron Jones are Gibbs and Montgomery, so that is not going to be great. Now, the good news is Chargers just getting rocked by running backs, as I mentioned. Last week, Jonathan Taylor, 132 yards, 3 touchdowns. Previous week, Devon Achane, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Week before that, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, career high, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. So, you know, Mason's still startable, especially with 6 teams on bye, but I less so Jones, and I don't love the history here of roughly even time use for those guys.
Aronde Gadsden, his dad played in the league as well. If you're in Dynasty, maybe he's been sitting on your bench for a while, and now he just came off a breakout game. Is he a legit, you know, fantasy football tight end now?
Yeah, you know, I think he is. Tricky matchup this particular game, but yes. And I, by the way, I'm old enough to remember the original Aronde Gadsden, the wide receiver for the Dolphins.
Yep.
He looked pretty. By the way, here's your trivia question: is that he caught Dan Marino's final touchdown pass
Okay.
Monday, Gadsden.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
I'm going to win a bar bet. Breakout performance last Sunday, 164 yards. To tell you how good 164 yards is for a tight end, last year, only one tight end posted a 164-yard game. We got that out of Aronde Gadsden last week. He's big. He's smooth. He's fast. Now, where it gets a little bit tricky, the Vikings have been a good tight end defense. Only one tight end has topped 45 yards all year. They get Blake Cashman, their linebacker, back, and he generally covers tight ends. It does a very good job. So Gadsden's going to come back to earth. They'll have like 100 fewer yards than he had last week. But it, with six teams on bye, Aronde Gadsden's still a starting tight end. I've got him at tight end 10 this week.
What about some other news here, Church? Slow start to the season for Bo Nix, but he just posted the highest scoring fantasy game of any quarterback all year. Is this going to be a trend going forward, or is this a mirage?
Yeah, it's certainly a trend for this coming week. He's got Dallas. The best offense in the league is Dallas. The second best offense in the league is whoever's playing Dallas. The defense is so bad. This is a great opportunity for Bo Nix. Jay and Alex, listen to this. Dallas's defense has allowed the most passing yards, the most passing touchdowns, the most quarterback rushing yards, and the most quarterback rushing touchdowns all at one time. That's an astounding inability to play defense. And here comes Bo Nix coming off a game with four touchdowns. He remains a great start. He's my number five quarterback this week.
We're talking to Paul Charchian here on 96.5 The Fan. Nico Collins, this Texans offense has just been pitiful. C.J. Stroud doesn't look like the same quarterback at all. And then you got Collins, suffered a concussion on Monday night. So who the heck is C.J. Stroud throwing to?
Nobody on your fantasy team. Nico Collins still has not cleared the concussion protocol. Short week. I don't think he's going to. I mean, if you look more broadly, I don't think there's any Houston players to start this weekend. And a lot of the blame falls on the offensive line. They rank 29th in pass block win rate, 28th in run block win rate. They're terrible at everything. And here you are, your Houston general manager, Nick Caserio. You get a historic season from CJ Stroud 3 years ago. All you have to do is build an offensive line around your new franchise quarterback. You've done the hard part. You've got your franchise quarterback. Now just surround him with offensive line talent. But instead, it's been just awful retread players who've been proven bad on other teams going to Houston. They traded away Laremy Tunsil, who granted was overpaid. He wasn't that good, but he's better than what they got now. He's only allowed one sack this year in Washington. It's been really bad decisions around that offensive line. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks aren't doing much in the running as a running tandem. And then the number two receiver, Christian Kirk, has been hurt all year. So it's all bad right now, and we're not starting any Texans this week.
The Saints game this weekend, Alvin Kamara, clearly a guy we've talked about. Here he is, questionable. He's got that ankle that he's been dealing with. Is he still good to go, or is he cooked at this point?
It's been bad. So, you know, we've talked about it on this segment several times over the course of this year that Kamara could come to Kansas City. I don't think you want him at this stage. So, first, he just isn't the same guy. The eye test suggests it, but I'll give you some numbers to back it up. Kamara hasn't topped 70 rushing yards all year. He hasn't scored since week one. Over the past 5 weeks, he's barely averaging 3 yards per carry. He's 29th in yards after contact. And as one of the best dual threat runners in the league, Alvin Kamara just 18 receiving yards per game. I'm not saying he's never going to have another good game, but I am saying this guy doesn't look like the same player anymore. And granted, the rest of the whole offense isn't that good either, but just individually, Kamara does not look like the same guy. They just lost Kendre Miller, the backup. The next guy up, as your listeners will know, Devin Neal. And he should be rostered because Kamara continues on this path. They're gonna find ways to get Devin Neal on the field like they were doing with Kendre Miller. If he gets traded, or if just years, you know, now at his age, maybe it's just time has caught up to Alvin Kamara. there's some scenarios here where Devin Neal's going to make an impact between now and the rest of the season.
The real deal, Devin Neal, Kansas grad. All right, Charge. Lamar Jackson reports just came out that he was practicing for a second straight day. Limited, though, for a second straight day. Someone on the text line was asking about Zay Flowers versus Addison. Where do you lean there?
Well, that's a good question. Zay obviously liked Zay Flowers a lot more if he's got his quarterback. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Lamar Jackson's going to go. Kind of has to, right? You know, your Baltimore season, basically, if it's not already mathematically over, it would be with a loss here. So you got to figure that Jackson's just they simply have, as a one-win operation, they simply have to get Jackson back onto the field and just take their chances, because everybody after him is just dreadful. As for the Vikings in tonight's game and Jordan Addison, here's the thing. You're Carson Wentz. You drop back to pass. This is your last chance for relevancy at the NFL level. So he's doing what I would do. He's peppering Justin Jefferson with targets, 10 targets a game. That's what I would do too. If I'm Carson Wentz trying to save my NFL relevancy, I would get the ball to Justin Jefferson. But quietly, Jordan Addison has been pretty good as well, and part of it's been big plays. In the three games Addison has had since his suspension with Carson Wentz, 114-yard game, and he had a touchdown game, and a 128-yard game. Addison's been pretty good, startable tonight.
They're playing the Bears. Going back to Lamar Jackson, the Ravens are playing the Bears. And we've started to see that Ben Johnson offense get things together now. And I know people are still waiting to see if Caleb Williams is going to turn out to be who everybody thought he could be. But that offense is starting to look like a Ben Johnson offense.
It is. And it's pretty impressive, honestly. Four wins in a row, the defense getting better, offense getting better. And last week, what we saw from Ben Johnson is him building a poor man's version of what he had with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. So they've got DeAndre Swift, and he started slowly, but he's gotten a lot better. And then Kyle Manungai has appeared out of nowhere. 15 touches last week, and he looked good with the 15 touches. And you know, Swift's got a groin injury right now. But Manungai looks like he's going to fill the David Montgomery role as the physical north-south pounder and a guy who can catch a little bit. He's doing all the stuff that David Montgomery does. And so I think we're developing a 1-2 punch here. We're going to watch his groin injury on Swift. If Swift gets ruled out of this week, Manungai's going to be like running back 10 this coming week in my rankings. So make sure he's been rostered in your league as well. You'll have to figure out how to spell Manungai, and that's on you.
Paul Charchian, appreciate it as always, man. Enjoy the game. By the way, are the Vikings winning tonight or are the Chargers? I need some more advice. I'm leaning towards the Chargers.
Chargers. Okay. I don't trust the Carson Wentz led. I think he pumpkined last week. I don't trust him here. The pathway for the Vikings to win is to just run the ball enough to win. But I think the Chargers have got so many offensive weapons between the receivers, Rondé Gadsden, even Kamani Vidal, that they end up winning this game, unfortunately.
There you go. Paul Charchian with the latest on fantasy football each and every Thursday here on Cody and Gold. He's brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Coming up in about 30 minutes, guys, all right? 30 minutes normally is Professor Tapp. Well, Tapp is out today, okay? So substitute professor teacher is one Jay Binkley. He's going to teach us a lesson, which I mean, just
somebody
saying
had a guess
just,
earlier in the show.
Just saying that out loud is terrifying. So we'll find out together around 1:15 or so. We'll also get back in at 1 o'clock here in 15 minutes to the news of the day. That is the FBI gambling scandal and investigation with the NBA and active player, active coach, and everything around that. We started the show with that, and we will do that latest update here at 1 o'clock. But in the meantime, Drew, it is time for
Random Question.
The random question of the day, brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit KCUrology.com today.
All right, so the random question is going to be the question that I asked many players yesterday, including number one prospect, probably the number one overall pick, maybe the number one overall pick in the draft, AJ DiBonsa. What is your barbecue plate? I don't care about the place. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can make your plate right now.
Okay.
I had a few inches to spare. That has nothing to do with
it. What? Okay.
Spare ribs.
Barbecue plate. Yeah, we'll leave the place out of it. We all have our favorites. Great barbecue in Kansas City.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I've got some people coming into town from D.C. for the Commanders game, and so you bet we're going to some barbecue over the weekend. Anyway, for me, do I get like two entrees? Because here's where we're going. We're going with a couple ribs, okay? Some beef ribs. We're going with a couple of those. We're also going to have burn-ins. Those are, if I'm only can pick like two true entrees, those are the two I'm picking. Ribs with some burn-ins. Sides, this is where it's like, it depends on where I'm going, but baked beans at a certain place in town are way better than everywhere else. I want to go with, also a little bit of the cheesy corn bake. You know which place I'm talking about for that. That would be my plate if I can only give you four items. I got other things, but those would be the four.
I always thought it'd be fun to be from Kansas City, win the Masters tournament, so the next year you just have an all-star plate of barbecue
for
food
sure.
for your dinner that you have. Since you took ribs.
You can build whatever plate you want, babe.
Can I do ribs as well?
It is your plate.
It's not a draft.
I actually like what Gold's. I like burnt ends the best. That's my favorite.
Okay.
And then, of course, ribs on there as well. But the side would definitely be, it'd have to be baked beans. It'd have to be barbecue beans. Certain places have them better than others. I like to take burnt ends, chop them up, throw them in those beans. So you take the chopped up burnt end, and then you throw it in those beans. And, man, it is fantastic. And, you know, if we're doing sides, got to be onion rings, man. At a barbecue restaurant, you got to have onion rings. Dip the onion rings, that barbecue sauce, 100%.
A little onion ring tower.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a beans fan at all.
Have you made the tour yet? Have you gone to what I would consider, I know people debate what the best
not
is, but
all of them.
The best five or six places in town?
No, I've not been to all.
How many have you? You don't have to name them. How many have you been to?
That I can think of off the top of my head, three. And there's one that I like more than anything else. I'm not going anywhere. I don't need to go
anywhere.
Have you
been? Okay, I'll just name them. Screw it. Whatever. We love them all. We love you all. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Jack Stack?
Yes.
Have you been to Q39?
No.
Gates?
No.
Arthur Bryant's?
No.
Smokehouse?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then Joe's is the other one.
And Joe's. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's other ones that are great, but yes.
Yes.
Smokehouse is the one I do the beans with the burn.
All right. So what's your plate? Sorry.
All right. So my plate, I'm going to have some brisket, some pulled pork, a baked potato, and then some cheesy corn as well.
Nice. What are you putting on the potato? Some of the barbecue?
No.
Oh, okay, man. That's how you do
it. On top of the potato, no. But what I'll do, I only get butter with the baked potato. I don't get sour cream or anything like that. I just get butter. But I'll like take some of the baked potato and scoop up as well some of the brisket or the pulled pork and eat it like off the fork at the same time. I don't
throw that brisket in that potato.
Yeah. People are saying you said beef ribs. Yeah, I think I mean pork ribs. Sorry. Whatever. Pork ribs. Fine. Sure.
I'm just not a beans person because there's one thing that I don't need to be gassy afterwards. You know. I don't need to be
Drew.
Pulling that. All right,
we didn't need that, Drew.
You baked potato?
Baked potato.
Look, I love a baked potato with my steak, but
baked potato.
It's a Texas Roadhouse thing, man.
Baked potato.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, if you want me to replace the baked potato with something that I want, you got to have greens. Like I could have collard greens.
Okay.
So you don't want to have beans because it makes you fart.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't need to be extra gassy on top of the plus.
You
I,
said
I,
extra gas. Are
that's
you
part of the fun?
Plus, no.
If you're gassy all the time, you know there's things you can do to fix that.
Correct.
You
said I'm not gassy.
You're
all
acting
the time.
Like you it's already just, are, and then now this makes you extra.
No, I don't need to be gassy from the beans. Plus, I also don't think baked beans taste that good. I'll be honest, they don't taste that good. There are many other sides that taste better than baked beans.
Some places where the beans are better than others. I'll give you that.
I would rather have mac and cheese than baked beans. I would rather have obviously collard greens than baked beans. I'd rather have cheesy corn.
Wow.
I'd rather have potato salad than baked beans.
Yeah, I'm taking some friends from out of town. We're going to get some barbecue this weekend. I'm very excited for them to experience some Kansas City barbecue. Don't worry, I'm taking them to what I would consider one of the big three, one of the big four.
Gold, I think you back me on this. Somebody wants to know what the baked potato that's not loaded is. Look, I think you're the same way. You just get butter, correct?
Yeah, but not at a barbecue place.
No, I'm just saying baked potato in general.
Yeah, like people give me a hard time. If I go to a steakhouse, I get my filet and I get a baked potato butter only. People think that's weird.
Put some chili on there.
Yeah, I'm good.
Someone said Drew goes to Dickie's. Do they even have Dickie's barbecue here? I mean, there's another chain
right by where you live. That's not local.
Okay. See, that,
that
one,
doesn't count.
I've also been
that
there, but I didn't
count.
Count that as a part of the Big Five.
Yeah,
like
that,
you were
that
about. That also is not the preferred place. I'm not going to a chain barbecue place, no. But there are a lot of people that, affect Kansas City barbecue, including
there's
PJ
so many
Haggard,
things about barbecue. Like, one has a better item than the other. Just
I mean, if
having an all-star deal, a dinner, is the perfect way to go in Kansas City. It's where you have, like, five friends. You say, all right, just go out and get the ribs from this place, get the beans from this place, and you all converge
to
one place.
Line is
and you have
mixed
an all-star
on the beans
meal.
Take.
Yeah,
absolutely. Line is mixed on the beans take.
Yeah, you like, for me, like, yeah, you get the beans from one particular place in town. I'll get the other side from a different, and absolutely, I'll get the ribs from a certain place in town more, because everybody's sauce is a little bit different. There's a classic place in town that I've definitely gone to, but not as big of a fan of their sauce as others.
I've had smokeouts for the last 30 years on Thanksgiving. You get it the day before, then you have, I'm not kidding you, I've done this for like the last 30 years.
Yeah. Mm. Now I'm hungry. Thank you for the question, Drew.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Barbecue sounds great. I got to wait till it I think we're going
you
to get barbecue Saturday night.
I found some leftovers at home from the other day, so I'm ready.
Dusty's tweeted a picture of his chili last night.
Okay.
He brought some here for me. The Dusty
chili.
That's
nice of him.
Well, Dusty's a very good cook. I know Cody's a very good cook too, but so's Dusty. And I was thinking chili, and it's honestly, take that chili, Fritos, cheese, onions, jalapenos. Yeah. That's perfect chili, I think.
Okay.
Mm.
Someone says, anybody prefer sliced brisket over chopped?
Sliced,
like,
yeah, I
like
guess,
absolutely, yeah. Sliced brisket. Is it part of like a platter when then you get like three slices of brisket? If it's chopped, like I don't mind a brisket sandwich where the brisket's chopped. In that regard, that's,
I like it traditionally
that's all right,
sliced,
but
yeah,
normally,
you're right.
Yeah, normally sliced. Yeah. Someone says Gold doesn't like Gate sauce. Not my favorite sauce.
That was a preference. Yeah. Of course, everybody's got a preference.
So you don't like gas.
No, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that
you're married now. It's fine.
I don't need to intentionally eat food that, one, I don't think tastes that great, which people agree with on this text line, by the way, and also gives you gas. Like I
it's part of the experience,
that.
Man.
I understand that, but I also don't care for beans.
All right. There you go. Good random question, Drew. Appreciate the text on this, guys, as well. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Binks got his lesson of the week. He's filling in for Cody. That's scary. And we will get right back into the scandal around the NBA and the FBI investigation next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend
created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.